Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I am glad you're here. I'm glad you're spending some time with me. And I know one of the reasons why you're here is because you heard Nick Bibby's going to be with us. Nick is one of the top franchise experts on the planet. He's the founder and the owner of the Bibby Group, which advises people on franchising. And he's here to talk to us about whether there are any opportunities out there these days in franchising. Nick Bibby, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thank you, James.
It's good to have you back.
I appreciate that. And with your intro, may I jump in?
Yes.
All right. With regard to are there good franchise opportunities, Jim, there really are. But people always needed to be very careful and go through their due diligence process. Unfortunately, a very small minority of franchise buyers do any type of serious due diligence. In other words, mm-hmm. really investigate what they're buying. And today, with economic turmoil, it's even more important, because my educated guess would say that even fewer opportunities are viable today than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's critically important, it would be presumptive of me to guess what your audience is focused on, but I'm guessing with regard to franchising, it's probably more focused on the purchase of a franchise rather than franchising a business.
Obviously, the higher percentage is, because there obviously are more franchisees than franchisors. But I'm thinking of this two ways, Nick. Mm-hmm. You tell me how accurate this is. On the one hand, just like I think that there's going to be fortunes made in the next 5 years on people who knew how to buy real estate right now, I think there are fortunes going to be made in the next 5 years on people who know how to buy stocks right now. It might be possible for someone to find the right franchise opportunity right now, negotiate a good deal, and so I think that might be possible. You can answer that in a second. But the other side of that coin is, speaking to what you just mentioned about due diligence, at the same time, we have to recognize that a franchisor has a lot of responsibilities to their franchisees, and a tough economy puts that company, that franchisee, potentially in a weaker financial position. So you may get a heck of a deal, but you may be buying into a franchisee, I should say a franchise, that's not financially viable anymore.
Well, that's exactly right, because that's why I promote due diligence so heavily.
Yep.
You can negotiate, you bring up, by the way, a very good point that people generally don't consider, and that's that you can negotiate. Now, you're not going to negotiate with McDonald's or Burger King, but with the small and growing franchise company, you can negotiate certain terms and actually certain fees. With regard to back to the due diligence and what the franchisor can provide, the franchisor, and you make a very good point, the franchisor can only provide the best services it's capable of providing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, due diligence becomes even more important today when things are tight and tough, because if you pick a franchisor with all glitter and window dressing but no substance, the best the franchisor is going to do for you is provide more glitter and window dressing.
Well, and if you're looking for financials for this franchisor, the person you're going to buy the franchise from, you know, you can't rely on even 12-month-old financials. You got to ask for the current financials. And I think shouldn't you say to them, okay, tell me how the current economic challenges. Tell me how that's impacted your ability to serve your franchisees. It's got to be having an impact. So let's talk about that. What's wrong with that, Nick?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but here's the fact of life. In the best of times, less than 25% of the roughly 3,500 franchise concepts available out there, and I say 3,500. You're lucky if you can find, you know, in current publications, 800 to 1,000. But there are somewhere around 3,500 if you search in the bowels of the Internet. Now, out of that 3,000 to 4,000 number, you're lucky if you can find in good times 25% that provide any types of earnings claims.
Really?
Yeah. Most don't do it. So,
why wouldn't I want to require that?
Well, you can require it all you want, but
no. But I mean, isn't that information that I need to see if because if you buy a franchise, these people are becoming your partner, whether you know it or not.
Well, let's if you and I were buying a franchise, would require it. But most franchisors in the vicinity of 75% plus simply won't provide it, and they say it's because the Federal Trade Commission won't allow them, which is a lie. They won't provide it because they're ashamed of the numbers.
Yeah.
But trust me, most people buy a franchise with no idea of how the network performs. How do you like that?
Mm.
So now in tougher times, like today, those financials not only become important, they become critically important. And yet, you bring up a very good point, look at financial performance of, you know, 12 to 24 months ago and see how they apply today. Very tough to do because no one has any current financials.
Right.
You know? So that's why I'll go back to my initial statement and premise. If you don't do significant due diligence, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like buying a house without doing a title search.
Yeah.
It's you the don't same know, idea. You, if you don't, yeah. you're buying sight unseen.
Or buying a used car from somebody that you know repairs wrecked cars, and not asking them if this car's ever been wrecked, or how bad it.
But how about verifying?
Yeah, there you go, verifying. Well, it's the old desperate men do desperate things type of thing. People get so excited and they get so worked up over being able to buy. They do the same thing not just for franchises. They do it when they try to buy a business. I mean, I've got some horror stories to tell you. And I'll tell you one on the other side of these messages, folks. You don't want to get yourself into this kind of a situation. 20 after, right back with Nick Bibby. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage because we built them for you. And the new website is just days away, ladies and gentlemen. All the new stuff is literally just days away from when you can. And we're going to give you a tour in just about a little over a week. We're going to be launching the new one, so I'm looking forward to that. Nick Bibby is our guest. He's the principal of the Bibby Group. He encourages people to make sure, if they're looking at franchises, that they do their homework. They do the due diligence. Nick, one time when I was a business consultant, a couple of ladies showed up at my office on a Monday and said, "We want to buy this jewelry store." And I said, "Okay, let's." They said, "We want you to help us, you know, put it together, put the deal together." I said, "Okay." I said, "Let's get started. Let's put together some kind of a business plan for you, and why don't we meet again on Wednesday, and get started?" They said, "Oh no, you don't understand. We have to close by Friday."
Yeah.
We're gonna be operating that business on Saturday.
I understand.
This is on Monday. They were going to buy a jewelry store in 5 days, but here's the rest of the story. They didn't have a clue how to buy a business or how to run a business.
Sure, sure.
But well, guess what? But you know what I told them? I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, ladies. I wish you well, but I cannot be party to something that's that hysterical."
Yeah.
And they left indignantly. They went ahead, and I checked. They bought the business 5 days later, and then, but about 6 months later, when they'd run through all their cash, they closed up.
Sure enough. Well, you know, that...
It was predictable.
Yeah. I told you a few minutes ago that I really push serious due diligence. Now, I offer that service. You know, most of my business is centered around the development of franchise concepts, not buying them.
Mm-hmm.
I offer due diligence in purchasing services, not because it's a moneymaker. I seriously doubt if anyone in this country makes money helping people buy a franchise.
Buy a franchise, yeah. It's hard
brokers
to do that.
Brokers do, because they make commissions. I'm talking about consultants
who are
paid by a buyer to make a good decision.
Yep.
I don't think anyone in this country makes money doing that. But let me make this point, if I make no other. I offer it because I think the service should be made available.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and here's my reasoning why people will not accept due diligence. People fall in love, like the ladies who are buying the business you
yep.
described, or people fall in love with a franchise concept. They don't want their bubble busted.
That's right.
So they will not listen. They don't want to know the truth. And it's the
they can't handle the truth, can they?
Fall in love with a member of the opposite sex, another person. If you fall
yep.
in love with a stock, a house, and you let all logic fly out the window,
yeah,
that is where people go broke.
Love is blind is not just in the area of romance, is it?
There you go, and that is my point, that services are available, people refuse to avail themselves.
Yeah.
And if I had to offer one piece of advice only to a franchise buyer, it's table your emotions
mm-hmm.
and look objectively.
And that's hard to do, but it's the same thing as I tell people when you're negotiating, you'll never get your best deal until you're prepared to walk away.
Well, it's true. It's true. And that would be my one adamant call to or plea to people to pay attention objectively
yeah.
to the purchase.
Let's change horses for just a second in the time we have left and tell me, is this a good time to start a franchise, to become a franchisor?
I'd say there are better times. Huh. Or to become a franchisor?
Or to put a franchise together and sell it. You've got a model. You got a way of doing business that you think you could scale. And instead of building branches yourself, you want to scale it with other franchisees. Is this a good time to do that?
It depends how recession-proof it is. For example, there is a brand new out of Florida, a brand new men's barbershop, but it's high end. And I'm saying, well, people can go and get a $20 haircut. They don't need a $50 haircut.
Right.
So, you know, it depends how recession-proof things are. It depends how proven the model is. And I'll tell you one, I'll tie franchise buying to franchising your own successful business. I'll tie them together with one thought. Again, don't fall in love with it. If you cannot prove as a prospective franchisor through a sound feasibility study that other people can be successful with your concept, you have no business spending the $100,000 to $250,000 required to franchise
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I'm just, you know, after all of my years of fooling with this stuff, I'm not embittered, I'm not jaded, but, man, are my eyes open.
Yeah. Well, you're not.
All I can do for my clients at this stage in my career is let them look through my eyes for a split
second.
Well,
you've seen the pain and the carnage that has come from not following that advice. And it hurts you to see people getting so excited about something that they lose any kind of logical reasoning. And folks, that's good. That's the best advice. That what Nick just told you, apply it to every element of your business, whether you're a franchisee or not. It's good advice. Hey, Nick, give us your website, please.
My last name, Bibby, Bibby Group, BibbyGroup.com.
Thanks, Nick, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Take care now, Jim.
Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.